Welcome back. Crypto has been trading a lot like a risky asset lately, but Fed Chair Jay Powell only yesterday, he says it is not a financial stability concern. Now, today, Bitcoin is trading lower by about 0.4% over the trailing 24 hours. We want to see what's going on in crypto land. For that, we have Yahoo Finance's Jennifer Schonenberg. Jennifer, thank you for joining us today. So we got those comments from Powell yesterday. Also, you have been talking to Senator Sherrod Brown. We got some clips of that conversation yesterday. Can you wrap it all up for us?
Hey there, Jared. Indeed, lots going on in crypto land. Crypto getting a bid for most of the session earlier today after, as you mentioned, Federal Reserve made the decision to speed up scaling back its monthly bond purchases. Take a look at the biggest winners on the session today. Let's bring up a chart there. Ethereum, Solana, Terra, Litecoin, all getting good bids. They were up almost double-digit percentages earlier in the session. Bitcoin down fractionally a little bit now, but was up earlier. Now, this relief rally coming despite the widely held belief that cryptocurrencies, particularly Bitcoin, serve as an inflation hedge. Translation, if the Fed is pulling back on stimulus to tap down on inflation, shouldn't that spell sell for crypto? That's what you'd expect, but that's not what's happening. It comes down to expectations. An analyst with the Tokyo Crypto Exchange BitBank says investors have had ample time to price in this taper, and anything less aggressive than what was expected could send crypto higher. Edward Moya, Wanda's senior market analyst, says the playbook for the next several months is that risk appetite could remain in place if the Fed only has to deliver a few rate hikes next year, which would be great news for cryptos. But Leah Wall, the CEO of Valkyrie Funds, tells me that Bitcoin appears, even though it appears to have found support around the 48,000 level, which is positive for the long term, she thinks that we could see some resistance in the short term. She expects choppy trading going into the new year until the dust settles around expectations for rate hikes and the Omicron variant. All this coming as lawmakers in Washington are turning their attention towards regulating crypto, specifically stablecoins. The chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, Sherrod Brown, says his committee is closely considering new rules for stablecoins in the new year.
I am certainly looking seriously. My staff and the Banking Housing Committee is looking seriously at that. We're consulting with the regulators.
And as both parties are looking to regulate stablecoins, the top Republican on the Senate Banking Committee, Pat Toomey, says he, too, is looking at new regulations for stablecoins, and he has rolled out some new guidelines for that. He says that issuers should not be limited to banks, something that the Biden administration has recommended for stablecoin issuers. He says issuers should be regulated based on their business model, and that could include being a money transmitter regulated by a state entity. And he says that issuers should adopt clear redemption policies. You'd think that regulation would be a headwind for crypto, but a former core developer of Ethereum, Lane Reddig, says that clear regulation could actually bring more investors into the crypto space, sending prices higher, because right now, compliance is just too burdensome and people just don't know what to do. So a new year, Jared, could bring new clarity on regulations and maybe higher prices for crypto. We'll see. Back to you.
All right. And Jen, really quickly, quick follow up to that. With all the interest in crypto, Robinhood now saying that that might make a good gift idea over the holidays. It's supply chain proof, at least.
Yeah, that's right. Robinhood, which offers the ability to trade in crypto, now saying that they are going to offer digital gift cards that you can give to your loved ones and friends for the holidays, that which you can offer crypto. They're offering as low as $1 of Bitcoin as well as 6 other cryptocurrencies. This seems like a really smart strategy on their part to onboard new users and really get people comfortable investing in crypto. Right now, only a quarter of the American population, according to Robinhood, is invested in crypto. So we'll see what happens if this becomes a new phenomenon in terms of gifting crypto in the form of digital gift cards.
I can't wait to check my stuffing or my stocking on Christmas morning here. Thank you for that report, Yahoo Finance's Jennifer Schonenberg.